Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16 through 19. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Isaiah, the first chapter. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your deeds from before my eyes, says the Lord. Cease to do evil, learn to do good. Seek justice, correct oppression. Bring justice to the fatherless, plead the widow's cause. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I was struck yesterday by Psalm 106, by Moses' intercession foreshadowing Christ's, by the hymn that we sang yesterday, which would be miserable and dark if it were not for its marvelous conclusion on which we found our prayer. On thee, Lord Jesus, only your precious blood was shed to win full atonement for our sin. So the litany is also founded on him. It's founded, as we say at the beginning, on his holy incarnation, his blessed nativity, his cross and his passion, his blessed death and burial, his glorious resurrection and ascension. Pastor Heller spoke about the truth that God answers prayer, that we ought not lose faith or forget it because it is a simple truth. It's among the first matters we were probably taught as young Christians. But the lead would be buried if we don't recognize that the power of prayer is not the prayers at all. It's not the prayers that matter. The proof, again, for this is in the people of Israel. Yesterday we heard the repentance of Israel. Today we hear Isaiah's prophetic call to repentance and to correction again. Yesterday, we sang a psalm of great contrast where we heard that both we and our fathers have sinned, and yet our Lord saved for his name's sake. Today, we sing a psalm and we hear Isaiah also tell us how great this contrast is, that though our sins are like scarlet and blood, yet they shall become, by the Lord, white as snow. And this is why that litany is so salutary for us, why the hymn that we sang yesterday is not a dirge or a sad song, but a very hopeful one, which we appoint still as we march out to the cemeteries at funerals. The depth of our sin is more than matched by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The rescue that our Lord gives is profound because it is marked by such a contrast. He alone and no other makes satisfaction for sin. Christ, the greater Moses, as we heard yesterday in Psalm and in Scripture and in sermon, stood in the breach to deliver sinners like us and like our fathers, like our whole race, like our whole church, like our whole nation, like our whole world, from blood guiltiness. And we do not find such a hope and undeserved kindness anywhere else but in him. The power of prayer, then, is the power of this God, not of those who are doing the praying. What's valuable about prayer, especially psalms like yesterday's and today's, is how they compel us, they force us almost, to put into our mouths again an acknowledgement about ourselves and our sin, and and about our God and His infinite grace. As Pastor Heller said, if we are to be bold, let our boldness rest on His firm promises, and let our boldness dare to implore God's mercy on that basis. Such a pushy prayer, like the litany, or like that hymn, or like Moses' intercession, is a godly and a powerful prayer, to be sure, because it is acknowledging the Lord's great power and truth. And contrary to our way of thinking, though, dear Christians, that kind of bold praying is not far from begging and beseeching and imploring and all of those very humble forms of prayer either. Because our boldness does not rest on our own identity. How could it? Or on our own efforts. How fruitless. It is always, have you noticed, the beggars in the Bible who are in fact the boldest ones and whom our Lord Jesus Christ praises the most, and yet who come to Him with no power of their own at all, and yet they are darn sure, they are blessedly sure, that He will help them, and they're always right to believe so. Now, Isaiah's opening salvo today, the word of the Lord to his prophet in the first chapter of Isaiah, is a word of anger at God's people's prayers. He is tired of hearing them, just like he is in Psalm 50. He does not desire any more of their sacrifices piled up on the altar, as Psalm 51 sings today, even though God was the one, after all, who told them to offer the sacrifices through Moses. As we heard yet last Wednesday also, the confusion is a subtle but a deadly one for us, dear Christians. To believe that the work itself, the doing of the things, the power of my efforts at praying, or my thoroughness in getting my name onto the list somehow, we usually do those on Wednesdays, don't we? That this is what constitutes true worship before God. David learns in his prayer, through his sin, that sacrifice and burnt offering God does not require. That the sacrifices of a contrite heart that repents, that receives correction, those things are more desirable than any performance. What God wants in terms of works and sacrifices, dear Christians, is that we would cut off what is evil in our lives, in our minds, as well as in our actions. That we would receive correction from God and from our neighbors. That we would pursue what is good and right. These deeds would be pleasing to God. These are the deeds that can only come from a heart that is first cleansed by Him, and that believes in Him. But where such deeds are lacking, where such faith is lacking, all of the heaping up of enjoyable ceremonies or feasts or celebrations or sacrifices will mean very little. Just as a feast in honor of a golden calf seemed like a really great event, but you know that it was an abomination. It was an abomination to God even when they were so kind as to call that calf the Lord. So, in the same way, hypocritical works that are done either without faith or that we would present to God as meriting His favor, these are an abomination to Him, even if the works, in terms of what they do, would otherwise be good or even commanded by God, like His Levitical sacrifices. They are just like stained and bloody garments that we would try and pass off as pure white vestments. The reason that we pray all of these hymns and these psalms and hear all of these scriptures every day of our work week is always to call us back from that, dear friends, not to fall into it. It's to correct our foolhardy and misplaced confidence, which is usually somehow in ourselves. It was Christ himself who echoed this very psalm and this very text when he urged that we, just like our fathers in Israel, would go and learn what this means, that he desires mercy and not sacrifice. He desires works of love, as Isaiah writes. This is true. These are true worship and sacrifices, living sacrifices that grow out of faith. But above all, far more than those things, and certainly more than any of those works that have no faith, he desires that we would be cleansed, that we would be made white. This happens not by our sacrifices, not by our love, but by his mercy toward us, his works of love. And, beautifully, with our Lord's usual ironic twist, it does happen by one particular sacrifice, the one whose blood washes robes and through blood makes them white. Dear friends, be sure then that in your prayers and in your hymns, there is still only one mediator there between God and man. And let it be the one who in flesh our ransom paid, and in whose name and in whose blood we always bring our prayers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.